Welcome to BK Talks Business, the podcast where we dive into the world of entrepreneurship with practical insights and actionable tips. I'm BK, your host, a project and operations management professional, and I am thrilled to have you join me. Over the next 30 days, we'll be delving into 30 systems in 30 days. Each episode of this series is designed to be short, sweet, and power-packed with valuable information geared at helping you get your business to run like a well-oiled machine. And at the end of 30 days, you will have a pretty good list of the systems in your business that, if optimized, can take you to the next level by being more efficient. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to day 14 of our 30 Systems series. Today, we're going to discuss customer feedback and testimonials, and I'm excited to guide you through setting up these processes to collect and showcase valuable feedback from your customers. A few of the systems we've talked about already have needed input from your customers, so we need a process on how to collect that feedback on a regular basis in a way that doesn't annoy your customers. And we want to be proactive in this. We want to actively encourage feedback from our customers, whether it's through surveys, through feedback forms, or direct communication channels. We want to make it easy for our customers to share their thoughts and experiences with our products or our services. So let's get into some best practices for collecting and showcasing customer testimonials. Firstly, we want to make sure that we incentivize feedback. We can offer discounts. We can offer freebies. We can offer entry into a giveaway in exchange for completing a survey or leaving a review. This encourages participation and increases that likelihood of receiving the valuable feedback that you are after. Another best practice is to diversify your feedback collection methods. In other words, in addition to traditional surveys or review forms, think about leveraging social media platforms. Let them send messages to your DMs and have somebody check that regularly. Use your email campaigns, or if you have in-person events, use those. Talk to your customers to get to gather testimonials. So this helps you to capture feedback from a variety of sources and reach a broader audience. Additionally, make it a habit to respond to customer feedback promptly and publicly wherever it makes sense. Acknowledge the positive comments with gratitude, and address any concerns or any criticisms with empathy and a willingness to quickly resolve the issue. And you want to communicate that as clearly as possible. And this shows that you value your customers' input, and it also demonstrates that you are transparent and that you are accountable to your audience. So setting up processes for collecting and showcasing customer testimonials starts with clear channels for feedback. Determine what platforms or what methods are you going to gather these testimonials, and then integrate them into your customer experience. Next, you want to develop standardized templates or prompts to guide your customers in providing feedback. Ask specific questions about their experiences with your product or your service, such as, let's see, what do they like most about your service or your product? What areas of improvement have they identified? How has your product or service solved their problem? So this helps you get explicit, detailed, and actionable feedback that you can use to improve your offering. So once you've collected the testimonials, now you want to organize and showcase them effectively, right? So this could mean having a dedicated section on your website, compiling testimonies into case studies or success stories and featuring them in your marketing materials or on your social media posts. So you need a system. You need to, once you have the testimonials and the reviews, what are you going to do with them next? So you need to know what comes next after you have them. And lastly, don't forget to get consent from your customers before you use their testimonials publicly. You want to make sure that you respect their privacy and that they are comfortable with their feedback being shared publicly to others. But why do we want this? Why is this system important? For starters, this provides you with insight into how your customers interact or perceive your products and your services. And you will get to understand exactly what your customer needs, what they prefer, and what their pain points are. And if your products or your service really does meet that pain point, and once you have this information, you can tailor then your offering accordingly to make sure that it really does meet their needs. Testimonials serve as such a powerful social proof, and they build trust and credibility with potential customers who read these and are then converted, right? So ultimately, your customer feedback strengthens the relationship that you have with your existing customers, and it boosts trust with potential customers. And this ultimately grows your business, which is exactly what we are looking for. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. I hope you found today's tips valuable and actionable. Do subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Another one is dropping tomorrow. Until next time, keep building that business of your dreams. Don't give up. See you in the next episode. See you soon.